Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll wrap it up today with a call-in on your holiday gift shopping for children 7 and under, specifically how you take gender into account when buying for a small child. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. It's fun to buy presents for kids this time of year. We could start talking about Thanksgiving again and Christmas, obviously, coming up and Kwanzaa, but it's fraught with potential pitfalls. By now, you may have seen the Rube Goldberg-inspired ad for Goldieblocks, which is a new game company that wants to get girls interested in engineering and to wage war on what they call the pink aisle at toy stores, Goldieblocks. But even in an age where there are engineering sets specifically designed for girls, the very act of buying a toy, be it gender-specific or gender-neutral, can be seen as a social or political statement and can be fraught with, you know, etiquette issues, too, depending on who the parents are. 212-433-WNYC for your calls on what you do. And today we'll limit it to gifts that you buy for kids 7 and under. 212-433-9692. And we'll have what might even be a more complicated conversation for older kids later in the season. 212-433-9692. How do you buy with gender in mind for children 7 and under in gift buying season? 212-433-9692. You can also post online at WNYC.org or a tweet at Brian Lehrer. We'll take your calls in a minute on this question for you this year or in the last few years. Have you stopped and thought before you bought something for a girl in the pink aisle or before you got a boy another ball or another truck or whatever stereotype boy toys? 212-433-9692. How do you take it into account to be gender neutral or gender specific when you're buying holiday toys for children 7 and under? We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Tomorrow on The Brian Lehrer Show, the former U.S. Poet Laureate and former New York State Poet Laureate, he may be the most popular and well-known poet in the country these days, Billy Collins. He has a new collection. He also wrote that poem that's on the subways about the anniversary of Grand Central. You know that one? And he made an in-flight poetry channel for Delta Airlines. So he's all about having poetry actually be out there in our lives and not just in books and literature classes. So Billy Collins on tomorrow's show, a lot to listen for every morning. And now to your calls on your holiday gift shopping for children 7 and under with gender in mind, 212-433-9692. And Jody in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. So I have a tomboy. She's almost 6, and she has always gravitated towards the non-traditional girl pink toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the easiest way to shop for her, and that all of her friends who know her very well shop for her, is to shop local. If you go to Target or any of the big box stores, they have specific pink aisles that don't do anybody any good, I think. And if you go to the local stores, you're putting money back into the local economy, and you're also getting science kits and engineering toys and Goldieblocks. And
how do you think she became a tomboy? Is it something you cultivated? Is it just random? Any idea?
It's completely random. I played with Barbies as a little girl, but her great-grandfather was an engineer and worked as a rocket scientist, so it could have come from both sides of her family. But she has always gravitated towards science and math and engineering, and for her first holiday, we gave her a baby doll that right now we just I don't even think we have it anymore. It's never interested her.
Jody, thank you. Melissa and Warren, you're on WNYC. Hi, Melissa.
Hello, how are you?
Good. And you?
Very well. I have two boys. One is 6 and one is 9. And I don't really care if the toys are gender neutral or gender specific. Like, my 6-year-old plays dress up, and he'll dress up as a girl superhero or a boy superhero. It all depends, like, what friends he's playing with. So I never get offended by any particular toy.
And do you look to buy certain things or avoid certain things?
I don't. Actually, I was telling when I called in, I have a 9-year-old, and he's very big into theater and dance. And when he was younger, he would pick, like, the pink leapster and the pink leapfrog. And my husband's very alpha male, but we bought it for him because it's just a color and it shouldn't be tied to a gender.
They say the pink used to be a male-associated color. And I don't know the history of that, but I know I was reading recently that somebody said that. So I guess we could, you know, if we started from scratch and randomly assigned colors to genders, it could probably work, right?
It probably could, but I don't think society's up for that yet.
Not quite at this moment. Thank you, Melissa. Joaquim in East Meadow, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hello. I have a 10-month-old, so she's not really decided much about what color she should be wearing at all yet. But my in-laws, who are now currently living with, do. And it's funny, when my wife and I buy something, we've gotten a lot of hand-me-down stuff also from friends of, you know, that have boys or girls or whatever. So we don't really care what we dress her in, but when the grandparents are buying things, it definitely has to be pink.
And do you push back?
Not particularly, because, you know, I mean, if they're giving it to us, it's a gift horse sort of scenario.
Mm-hmm. Joaquim, thank you. Anne Marie in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi there, Brian. I usually, when I'm shopping for a gift for children, I have 2 children, 7 and 4.5, but for birthday gifts, I usually go to the parents first. I ask them what they might be interested in. We have friends whose daughters are interested in Spider-Man and Ninja Turtles, and boys who are interested in rainbow looms. So my go-to is the parent first.
Okay, so that's the value-neutral approach. Just find out what they like today and feed it.
Yes, exactly. And crafts, I find arts and crafts projects are good for either gender.
Thank you very much. Amanda in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I despise the whole princess culture, but somehow she loves it. So when family gives it to her, I'm okay with it. But personally, I try to balance it for her Christmas list. I have those Goldilocks you mentioned and a train set, and I really try to give her a choice. So if she wants to be a superhero, that's great. If she wants to be a princess, that's great. But I want her to know that she can choose.
So you don't like the whole princess thing, but she gravitates toward it. Have you come to the conclusion, as some parents do? I'm not going to weigh in on, you know, I don't know what the actual science is, but some parents will say, well, you know, try as we might, the girls just go this way and the boys just go that way.
You know, when she was a baby, I really didn't feel that way. But as I've seen it just kind of happen, I'm starting to think that maybe it is a little bit more internal than I wanted to believe it is in some cases.
Amanda, thank you. And as we're almost out of time for this segment on the air, maybe that starts a whole other thread that many of you will want to contribute to on our site. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show, because that's a conversation, isn't it? Linda in downtown Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning. I'm the grandmother of 5 girls. All of them are under the age of 7. And I hate the princess stuff. I grew up being taught, you're going to be a secretary, get married, and have kids. I don't want that for my grandchildren. I want them to know they can do anything. And when I first saw the Goldilocks, I thought, this is great. It encourages girls to explore other things besides pink. So for me, I steer away from all the gender specific.
And what about for the boys?
For the boys, the boys were easier. I don't because the boys actually, I think I kind of did go gender specific if there was something that they wanted.
Mm-hmm. This is
which of course is not fair, but
this is the male is normal paradigm.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. But boys, with boys, you have so many more options. You can get things that encourage them to build, to do puzzles,
But not to cook.
But not to cook. Although this year, I do hear that the Easy Bake Oven is now gender neutral. They have one geared for boys.
Right, because that's the other side of it, right? While you avoid the princessy stuff for the girls, see if you can put, if you're going to be programmatic about it, see if you can put some cooking or relationship-oriented toys or things like that in front of the boys, because it does go both ways. All right. Thanks, Linda. Thanks to everybody who called. You might want to keep this conversation going since we've just opened up lots of cans of worms here at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.